Ann Coulter, media tries to blame the border crisis on Trump. By Ann Coulter on August 28, 2024. The biggest problem Democrats have this year is the mess they've made of the border. No matter how many cartwheels the media do for Kamala Harris, immigration remains a top issue for voters, and they blame the Democrats. I have a theory as to why. Probably because Democrats intentionally flung open the border and let in 10 million illegal immigrants. The media Democratic Party complex has tried all manner of lies to hide the crime. But those deceptions crumbled on the slightest examination. Kamala was not the border czar. Apparently, the lie they decided to stick with is the one about Trump ordering Republicans to oppose an incredibly tough border bill. Why, it's draconian. The harshest immigration bill this century. But Trump opposed it only so that he could keep the border as a campaign issue. What a cynical, heartless bastard. As Harris put it in her acceptance speech. Last year, Joe and I brought together Democrats and conservative Republicans to write the strongest border bill in decades. But Donald Trump believes a border deal would hurt his campaign. So he ordered his allies in Congress to kill the deal. Well, I refuse to play politics with our security. And here is my pledge to you. As president, I will bring back the bipartisan border security bill that he killed, and I will sign it into law. In fact, the strongest border bill in decades was nothing of the kind. It was a mandate for open borders. Future presidents wouldn't have to violate federal law to fling open the border. As the Biden administration has done, they would be required by federal law to fling open the border, as the Biden administration has done. That's pretty much the only thing the bill did. Codify the Biden administration's disastrous immigration policies. The left claims this bill is tough because it massively increases the amount of money spent on Border Patrol, which is how they purchased the BP union's support for the bill. The agents still wouldn't be allowed to do their jobs, but they'd get paid more. Needless to say, every conservative group, publication and member of Congress had trashed the bill before Trump even mentioned it. On January 3, Speaker Mike Johnson said that if Biden wanted more Ukraine money for national security, it better begin with defending America's national security, meaning a closed and secured border. On January 9, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky said on Fox News that the border deal was a sellout. It's saying, oh, we'll let 5,000 people come illegally a day. And then after that, we might try to stop the next 5,000 that day. Discussing the bill the very same day, Democrat negotiator Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut said the Democrats would refuse to stop Biden from unilaterally releasing millions of illegal immigrants into the country. Which, by the way, he's doing in violation of existing federal law. In response, The Washington Examiner's Con Carroll tweeted, "Okay then, well that's ballgame. Guess Dems don't want to end the border crisis after all." On January 12, Breitbart published all the gruesome details under the headline, Senate GOP border deal leaked, migrants to get work permits, lawyers, green cards. And, as Sen. Murphy had promised, Democrats had rejected all proposals to secure the border. No fencing, no end to catch and release, and no return to Trump's Remain in Mexico program. Shouldn't someone tell them that most immigration bills are designed to discourage illegal immigration? On January 13, Governor Ron DeSantis said the border bill would be dead on arrival if he were in the White House. On January 15, liberal Democrat, who doesn't hate his country, Nikki Koss tweeted, "I mean, what is Senator Mitch McConnell thinking? He really thought the House would buy this SHT sandwich? Has he lost it? McConnell really should step down." In response, McConnell's chief of staff assured reporters that the senator was sharp as a tack and that they could barely keep up with him. The bill was scorched on Fox News, in the Washington Times, in the House and Senate and all over Twitter. Congressional switchboards lit up like a Christmas tree. Before the bill was even officially released, at least six senators came out against it: Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee; Mike Braun, Indiana; Tim Scott, South Carolina; Josh Hawley, Missouri; Mike Lee, Utah; and Ted Cruz, Texas. But according to the media's telling, that is, the lie, this bill was sailing through Congress until Trump bigfooted it. After all, why would it bother any Republican that it required Americans to accept at least 1.8 million illegal aliens every year, would grant asylum to anyone who asked for it, provided even more free benefits to illegals and funneled billions of dollars to the NGOs helping illegals into our country, while doing absolutely nothing to strengthen our border. Forget a wall, this bill did nothing. That's the Democrats' idea of the strongest border bill in decades. Trump's very first comment on the bill was on January 17, following 2 weeks of the conservative media tearing it to shreds. He posted on Truth Social, "I do not think we should do a border deal at all, unless we get everything needed to shut down the invasion of millions and millions of people, many from parts unknown, into our once great, but soon to be great again, country." Whereupon Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, claimed Republicans were blocking the bill on orders from Trump. By now, this politically motivated lie has been repeated thousands of times, with the same assurance, and by the same people, as their claims that Trump colluded with Russia, called neo-Nazis very fine people, and told Americans to drink bleach. They know it for a fact, as surely as they knew Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and Biden was sharp as a tack.